you get bad news, you get a bad news about a job or whatever, a diagnosis in your body, you remember that the greater one lives in you.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
What does it take to overcome lack, bad news, or a bad report from the doctor? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland shares how to speak to these giants in your life and overcome every time. Now here's Gloria.
1 Samuel 17, David was such a warrior. I mean, he was so, even at a young age, he knew God and he knew the power of God. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that's come up? Surely to defy the Israel he has come up. It shall be that the man who killeth him, the king, will enrich him with great riches and give him his daughter." Israel, the whole army had fled before him. "Make his father's house free in Israel." And David, this is the young boy now, David. He's not old enough to be up there on the front with his brothers. "And David spake to the men," but he just took them something to eat from his father. "David spake to the men that stood by him." He's just a young man, young boy. And he said, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" In other words, who is this Philistine that has no covenant with God that he should defy us, the living armies of the God? He has no covenant. "And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger," they hated David. His brothers were jealous of him because he had favor with his father, and he did the right thing. He was a righteous boy. "Eliab's anger kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou here? Why did you come here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart, for you are come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" David could have said, "What battle?" They were hiding out. "And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again and again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul," he's just a kid now, think about it, not old enough to be in war, "let no man's heart fail them because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Don't let any man's heart be afraid or fail them. I'll fight." Here's this young man telling, and it's, as I know, I think he was just a teenager. Here's this teenager telling Saul, the king, "I'll do it. I can take it." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go up against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he be a man of war from his youth." He's been a man of war from his youth. "And David said to Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him." You know, I probably wouldn't have done that. That lion came up and grabbed one of his sheep, and David took off after him. "I went after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear." Glory to God. "And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." This giant's come up against the wrong people. Nobody knew it but David, but he knew it. "And David said, Moreover," don't you see how they're saying it? They're saying their deliverance. They're saying their confession, their faith is talking. Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. See, David had his faith in the Lord. And he said so. Glory to God. Saul said to David, okay, go. The Lord be with you. So Saul armed David with his armor, put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I can't go up there with these, for I've not proved them. And David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistines. So David decided to go with what he'd proven, what he knew would work. And the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about, he saw David, and he disdained him. Just like his brothers disdained him, the giant disdained him. For he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh into the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. And then David said to the Philistine, now David's going to do some talking. Thou comest me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Now, church, when we come up against things, we have the name. We have the name of Jesus, which he didn't have then, but we have the name of Jesus. We are of God. We are born of God. Born of God. That's not a title. That is a birth. We're born of God. We belong to him if we're in the kingdom of God. We come up against the devil, we talk to him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're of God. We are of God. Doesn't the New Testament say that? You are of God, little children, and have overcome him, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Recession, depression, bad news comes. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God, little children. Glory to God. Does that do something to you? Yes. So these faith men are showing us. They're showing us how even in the old covenant, David wasn't born again, but he served God with his heart. He loved God. He obeyed God. And that put him into a position of power with God and God's power working in him. Hallelujah. The greater one lives in me. Glory to God. If you get bad news, you get a bad news about a job or whatever, a diagnosis in your body, you remember that the greater one lives in you. The greater one, greater than what? Greater than sickness, greater than cancer, greater than any bad disease you can think of, any disease, greater than any disease, greater than any tragedy, greater than any danger, greater than any earthquake, greater than recession, depression, politicians, greater. The greater one lives in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. He's in me. I'm in him. We come at those problems just like David did. We come in the name of the Lord of hosts. Glory to God. Greater. Say greater.
Greater.
Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Who is that he that's in the world? That's the Antichrist. That's the devil and all his devils. That's all who be arrayed against the armies of God. Woo, we're on the right side. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The greater one lives in us. We have overcome him, the devil. Okay, he said, I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. He's talking to this giant now. Here's this giant. He's all decked out. He's got all of his armor on. He's this, he's that. And here's little David, just a shepherd boy with a sling and some stones. But he's got the name. He's in the Lord. He's in the zone. The greater one's in him and on him. He serves God. He knows God. He trusts God. This day, here, listen to him talk. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands. I will smite thee. He's talking. He has to look up like this. I will smite thee and take your head off your shoulders. What do you think about that, giant? Glory to God. I want you to think about David. I want you to take David home with you. I want you to start talking to the giants in your life, whatever they are. Who do you think you are? Lack? Who do you think you are? I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, you're not having my life. You're not coming into my life. Who do you think you are, cancer? You're not coming into me. No, I'm going after God. I serve the Lord, God of hosts. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Take it, take it, take it. Take the land. Glory to God. I will smite thee, David said, and take your head from you. I will, you know, he wasn't too worried about making him mad, was he? I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. Now here's this little fella, this youth, this young man, talking to the giant, talking to the army of the Philistines. He said, he didn't say, me and my brothers. It's a good thing, because his brothers weren't believing. He said, I. What do you mean by I? He had a slingshot. He meant I and my God. Glory to God. I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. So David had a sense of the hosts that were around him. The Lord of hosts. Who's that? That's the angels. I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. I want to see a replay of this. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Can't you see it? Can't you see this faith young man just laying it out there? That giant didn't know what to think about that. He thought, who is this little pipsqueak talking to me in this way? Now see, you can do this. You can talk to the giants. Not in your own strength. David wasn't talking in his own strength. In his own strength, he couldn't do it. But in God's strength, he had it done. He saw it done. He believed he received it. He took it. The host, the angels were with him. All of heaven was backing him up. See, that's who's with us. We've got angels. They're prospering us right now. We've got angels. We've got the host of heaven. We've got all of heaven backing up our faith in the Word of God. God and all of his helpers go to work when you release faith in what God said. David's releasing faith here, and against all natural odds, he's boldness, that all the earth may know that there is a God in heaven. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. In other words, God doesn't have to have natural things to do it. He doesn't have to have natural advantage to give us victory. Not natural, because he deals in the supernatural. And for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you. He's looking at this giant. He's looking way up there. The Lord will give you into our hands. Amen. Take that, giant. How do you like them apples, giant? Can't you just see it? Can't you just see a kid doing that? The Lord will take you. The Lord will give you into our hands. Glory to God. Now, sometimes I have to admit, sometimes we feel like David could have felt right there. He had the giant. He had the Philistine army ahead of him, in front of him. They're giants. They're big. They're great. He's young. His army's scared back here. And then there's David. And then there's the giant. And all arrayed, his host arrayed against him. But he knew his God. And he was strong. And he did exploits. The Bible says those that know their God will be strong and do exploits. That means you and me. We can do exploits. Glory to God. If we'll do it. But David didn't let fear take him over. In the natural, fear would take you over. If you'd have been a fearful person, you never would have gone out there to fight the giant. That's right. But we're not fearful people. That's right. God has not given us a spirit of fear. The Bible says that. But of power, of love, and a sound mind. Glory to God. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came nigh to meet David, that David hasted. David didn't start going. No, he ran to meet him. He enclosed the gap. After all, he was dealing with a slingshot here. He enclosed the gap. He ran toward the army. One boy. He ran, one boy in God. He ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to get to see that sometime. Glory to God. Just see it. Can't you just see it? Oh, yeah. Here's the little guy. Here's the great big giant. Here's the big army. Here's all the army over here hiding. David. Doesn't have a spear. Didn't want to wear armor. Got a slingshot and rocks. Glory to God. That's not all he's got. That's just all you can see. He's got God behind him. God is backing him up. The Spirit of God. The angels of God. The angels were there. You just couldn't see them. The angels of God. He's got the host of God behind him. But the giants couldn't see that. They could just see David. And David and the Lord's power, that's all that was needed. Glory to God. This turns me on. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, David hasted. David didn't start backing up. He hasted and ran toward the army. He ran toward the army. Get a picture of that. A whole army, as somebody said out there in the audience. He ran toward the whole army, this young man with a sling and a rock. And David put his hand in the bag. He took thence a stone and he slung it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. There was just kind of an atomic blast behind that stone, I think. Because, you know, it takes a lot. Takes a hard rock to go through a giant skull. His skull's probably thicker than normal skulls. But it had the power of God behind it. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're like David. We might have problems, but we've got God. We've got the answer. Bless the Lord. Does that turn you on? I want to be like David and say, right in the face of problems and trouble and anything else that's trying to come against us, you're not coming here in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you, lack, in Jesus' name. You get out of my life and you stay out of my life. I have a covenant with God. You know why David could do that? He was a covenant boy. And today he's acting like a covenant man. Glory to God. He had a covenant with God, and he knew God, and he knew that. That's how he killed the lion and the bear. He knew that the strength of God was upon him. The strength of God is upon us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Now, if you're here and you've never been born again, you're not quite in this position yet. You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And then you need to be filled with the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit inside you guides and directs you and tells you what to do when you come up against the giants. And there's not anything that Satan can do to defeat you if you're a faith person and you walk in the Word and you do what he says. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We have the angels. We have the Word. We have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's not just a Bible story. That's the truth right there. It happened. It's not just a possibility with you and me. It's what the Bible says about us. Thank God we don't have the same spirit we had before we were born again. We don't have a death spirit, a fear spirit, an unbelieving spirit, a devil spirit. We're born of God. I am a born again child of God. I am born of God. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, and he has given me authority to use his name. He has given you authority to use his name. Just like David was talking in the name of the Lord of hosts, you and I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we say, no, you're not coming in here, Lack. No, no, no. No, you're not coming here, cancer. No, you're not coming in my body in the name of Jesus.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Success. Thrive. Grow. Increase. To prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
Isn't it good to know that when you don't feel like you have a plan, you can trust in the plan of the Word, God's plan for your life, and this 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough? Did you know you can live in wealth, live in prosperity? That's in the Word of God. It's a promise from Him, and it's God's system that beats any economic system or stock market on this earth. Praise God. And you can have, and you should have, more than enough. That is the plan of our good and loving God for you. He's got such a special plan for your life, and it includes your finances. So you need to be focused on what the Word says and start living that life that God intended for you. You can order yours today. I want to remind you that this ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is in agreement with you for whatever it is you need. We are standing in faith with you. If it's an increase in your finances, an increase in the betterment of your marriage, the health of your relationships, man, we're locked into this with you. We pray for our partners, and we pray for you today, and believe that God is increasing your life all the way around. Now, in this message today, you heard how David had his faith in the Lord. And that faith showed up when he talked it. It was coming out his mouth all the time. And you heard how when we come up against things, we have the name of Jesus. And greater is He who is in you than he that is in the world. But just like David, you've got to start talking that. Start talking to that giant. Talk to it? Yes, talk to it. Let it get in your heart. Let it come out of your mouth. You can't do it in your own strength. And some of you are saying, yeah, I know. Well, listen, you don't have to depend on your own strength. It's Jesus in you. It's the Holy Ghost in you. You've got problems, but you've also got a God who loves you, and He's got the answer for you. He's given you the authority of the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Now, you need to mark your calendars. August 2nd through the 7th, it's our homecoming 2010 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. This is going to be big. It's going to be a life-changing event. Speakers are Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar. You need to get in this thing. You need to get into an environment where the Word of God is being preached and just get saturated in it. Praise God. For more information about these meetings, go to kcm.org. Now, next week, Brother Copeland's going to be teaching on how to fight the good fight of faith. You do not want to miss this. Thank you so much for joining us today and every day. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.